That'll wrap up the show before we make way for Dinner at Andy's. On tonight's Dinner at Andy's program, Ken and Andy want musicians to call up with the most difficult pieces of music they've ever tried to learn. You just heard from Modern Studies and something called Brother. Their album's called The Weight of the Sun. L'Imperatrice did Père de Fille, Scared of Girls. There's a video with that. I highly recommend it. It's full of really graphic violence. Guys being decapitated and blood everywhere. Oh, it's wonderful. Electric Guest and Portugal the Man doing kind of a live mashup of Dear to Me. That was live on the Gorberger Show in 2017. T.J. Miller's show that just didn't last long enough. Great show. Boy Caney did Alone in Tokyo. Baby Gramps performing live on this program in 1998. His cover is Swinging on a Star. And thanks to Gus Bodenheim again for his twin spin on this afternoon's program. My name's Irwin. If you want to email me, it's irwin@wfmu.org. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. You are invited to stay tuned for Dinner at Andy's here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org.
Firmly establish the hierarchy.
I turned the mics on, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Ken, in case we want to do a show.
Yeah, I'm not introing the show anymore.
Yeah, what good has that done us?
You sabotaged my intro.
You've been introing the show for years. What the hell good has it ever done us?
I'm tired of you sabotaging my intros. I feel like the intro...
You're taking a stand.
Yeah.
This is you asserting yourself.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Kenny. Look at you standing up to me.
In a passive-aggressive
way.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
My little co-host, my little adjunct host. I'm like the professor host. You're like the adjunct.
Well, I come in handy.
You sure do, Kenny.
For giving
you
out.
You definitely do. You put the calls on the air.
Giving out the number that
oh
you
Oh, my gosh, Kenny, you're irreplaceable.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
But I come in handy for giving out the number that you dial.
You come in handy all the time, Kenny.
What is
I won't let anybody say you don't come in handy.
What is
They'll have to go through me if that's what they want to say. Hey, have you gone, since we last talked last week, have you heard the Moody Blues at all?
No.
I know you haven't played them. Have you heard them?
Nope.
Me neither. My new goal in life? To die without ever hearing the Moody Blues again.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because you did that. A guy needs a goal. It's an achievable goal.
It's not.
What else is it? What kind of goal should I have?
It's not achievable.
You don't think I can? No, don't play the Moody Blues now.
It's not achievable.
No, I don't want to hear about the cold-hearted orb that rules the night. Please.
What song is that? Cold-hearted orb.
What song is that? Irwin, tell him. Knights in White Satin.
Knights in White Satin.
Yeah.
It's the end of Knights in White Satin. Yeah. It's on Days of Future.
Please don't play Cold-hearted orb that rules the night. Remove the colors from our sight. Yellow is gray. How old were you when you realized the Moody Blues suck? For me, it was 20. I was 20.
Oh.
You gonna play it?
How old were you, Irwin, when you realized the Moody Blues sucked?
About the same, about 2
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it's a big day in a boy's life. There it is. Oh, thank you, Ken. There goes that goal.
Yep.
That life goal down the
you
toilet.
You need a new goal, and I want to hear the line about the orb.
Well, it's a little poem he does. Wait, here it is. Who's worse, in your opinion? And the answer may surprise you. Moody Blues or REM? The answer is going to surprise you. Moody Blues is worse. A lot of people don't get that one right.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Now, who's worse? Moody Blues, REM, or who sang Horse with No Name?
America.
Yeah, America.
Oh, Moody Blues.
Okay, here's how it goes. It goes America, REM, and then Moody Blues. This is fun. This is fun being on the radio because no one could disagree with you. There's no one here yapping at you, correcting you.
Oh, people could call us up.
No, they're just sitting at home kicking the TV, kicking the radio.
201-209-9368.
That's my boy. And you go.
They could disagree with you.
Yeah, 201-209-9368.
Lots of our listeners like REM.
Here's an interesting fact. Little known fact about REM. Yeah. They're not very good.
Well, that's not a fact. That's your opinion.
Oh, you've never heard him?
No, I've heard him.
Oh, then there you go.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank everybody who pledged to the WFMU Heck Raiser last month.
Yeah, you made you hit your number, huh?
Yeah, we hit our number yesterday. Thank you all very much. And a special thanks to people who pledged to dinner at Andy's.
Oh, that's right. We had some fundraiser last week.
Yeah. Yeah, last week we tried. Although throughout the rest of the month, people were donating to us, even though we weren't trying. How about that?
I don't know. I have no. I don't. I'm not following what you're saying.
Okay.
But congratulations, Kenny.
Thank
if you're
you.
Happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Abortions for all.
Well.
Or for the people that donate $75.
There you go. There you go.
Coupon.
I mean,
free abortion.
Come on.
It's good for 1 year.
You know. We're not a charity here. Well, we are a charity, but we're not the kind of charity that...
Win an abortion. We're going to pick a listener's name out of the hat.
Yeah.
They want to get a coupon.
Well, what if they're not pregnant?
Well, then they can get pregnant. They can have unprotected sex. It's on us. You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome, says Andy and Ken.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Hey, we have a half-decent little topic.
Yeah, we
I'm excited.
Oh, good. I'm glad you are, because I am. I always like doing musician and music-related shows.
I know you do. I know you do. This one's for you, buddy.
And tonight we have a new question for our musician listeners.
I'm always interested when I hear a musician say, that song, X or whatever, it sounds very simple, it sounds very straightforward, but it's actually the most difficult song I ever had to play.
Yeah.
I'm not a musician, so I can't truly appreciate it.
Well, you are a musician.
Well, I'm the crudest. The crudest sense.
You know three chords.
I know the big three chords.
Yeah.
I can play Kumbaya. I can play the Mountaintop songs. Those folk songs about mountaintops.
Yeah.
I got those covered. But I'd love to hear from musicians. What is the most difficult song you ever had to play? We have a lot of musicians listening.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a song. It can be...
I guess they're not listening very closely. The hardest song you ever had to learn and play, either in concert or... For some kind of session you were involved in.
And what was it for you? Well, what's your most difficult song? You have a couple of CDs out of your own music.
Well, my most difficult song? Well, I wrote a number of songs with a lot of lyrics.
Yeah.
With long, long stretches of lyrics without a chorus, you know.
Right.
And it was a challenge to memorize those lyrics. As you know me and my bad memory.
Right. So what was the hardest song for you to remember all the
lyrics? Let me see. I wrote a song called The Dollar Bill Song. A couple people actually covered it. The Dollar Bill Song, where I followed a dollar as it changed hands from one person to another.
Ah.
And it went through across, you know, across town. And then it ended up in my wife's hand.
Who covered it?
My friend Livingston Taylor, I know that. That's one. You can probably find that. The Dollar Bill Song, Livingston. You're going to play that?
Can't find it.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
I'm not imagining it.
So that's your hardest song, The Dollar Bill.
Well, it was hard for me. It was just hard for me to learn. But I imagine there are songs that sound very simple musically, but are very, very challenging.
Yes, that's definitely
true. You're not a musician at all, are you?
Not anymore.
You appreciate music.
Yeah, I'm a music lover.
You know the Moody Blues suck. You know that much about music.
I knew that even before you told me. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
You love the show?
I love the show.
Hey, thanks very much.
Long-time listener. 17th time caller, something like that.
Okay, good to have you back. Thanks, brother. Thanks.
Yeah. So the most difficult piece of music I've ever practiced or tried to play is a tune by Thelonious Monk, and it's called Boo Boo's Birthday.
Well, jazz is notorious.
Boo Boo's Birthday.
Boo Boo. Yeah.
B O O B O O.
That's right. Yeah.
Why don't we hear a little piece of that, Kenny?
I'm still looking for the Dollar Bill Song.
No, you think I made that up?
No, I didn't at all. Boo Boo's Birthday.
Yeah.
There it is.
Let's hear a little piece of that, so-called difficult song. And what is your instrument? You play piano?
I actually play guitar, mainly. So I learned it for guitar, even though it's a piano song.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the mistake you made.
Exactly. Darn it.
And wait, why were you compelled to learn this? Just a personal challenge?
Mainly a personal challenge, and it's probably one of my favorite songs because it sounds kind of playful and has a like joyful sense of humor.
No,
it's very complicated.
I'm listening to it now. It's not very good.
Yeah.
I like it.
No, but how do you explain this then, Ken? It's not very good.
How do you explain that?
Yeah.
Well, that's your subjective opinion.
Yeah, but I've never been wrong. I've been born with perfect musical taste. And I'm not bragging. It's not like I, you know, asked for it.
No, it's
just
like
an accident of birth.
It's a curse, really.
It really is kind of more of a curse, yeah. It means I could never work here at FMU and do a music show.
That's true. Although you did once.
Yeah.
And it's on the archives.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, people can go to the WFMU archives and find the one three-hour music show that Andy Breckman did.
And here's my promise to you. It's Boo Boo's birthday free.
I believe it.
That didn't sound so hard. Did it sound hard to you, Ken?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Monk...
It doesn't sound hard.
I mean, Monk and his friends, you know, the Bebop crew, they went out of their way to make things difficult, you know, to keep the Pikers out of the jam sessions. They were
Yeah, well, it definitely worked. Whatever they were trying to do, especially for guitar, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, they were doing like ninths and 11th and 13th chords, you know, just
Well, it's very chromatic and it's all over the place.
That's the hardest stuff to do. Chromatic.
Yeah, rhythmically though, it's like very addictively catchy.
No, it's really not.
Well, but, Andy, I've got to go listen to your archive show and just refine my taste.
You don't have to. It's optional. That's the great thing about America. Listening to the old shows is optional.
Now, if you want to experience Andy's perfect musical taste, just go to WFMU.org and, search for Andy Breckman.
We're Moody Blues free since 93. That's our motto.
And also Boo Boo's birthday free.
Yeah, Boo Boo's birthday free. Oh, you're the best. Well, thanks for calling, brother.
Thanks for calling. All right, now let's listen to a cover of a song written by Andy Breckman.
What do you? You found this song?
I did.
Well, I'm not saying it's a great song. I'm just saying it was a challenge to remember it.
Yeah, let's hear how complicated it is.
Oh, it's just a matter of time until we went down this road.
This is my friend Livingston.
I have this sort of fantasy of a show.
He's James Taylor's brother.
Younger brother or older brother?
I believe he's the older brother.
Actually, I got pretty far in tonight. Your brother's cheesecake pushed me right over the edge.
Oh, he's
funny.
Is he really?
She took a dollar bill from her wallet. She picked up a ballpoint pen. She wrote down the words, I love you, next to the picture of George Washington.
Oh, that sounds like Andy Breckman, all right.
That's me.
Store. She bought herself a chocolate cake. She gave the dollar bill to the grocery man and she went back home to wait. The grocery store man gave the dollar bill to a fat guy from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's a lot of lyrics in there.
Yeah, so you know it's good.
Yeah.
The more lyrics, the more different words the song has, the better it is.
Is it chromatic?
I forgot to make it chromatic.
Yeah.
You mean like Boo Boo's birthday?
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant, yeah. Are there any 13th chords in it?
No. That's probably why Thelonious Monk never called me to ask me to jam with him. I never got that call.
Well, to tell you the truth, he used 13th chords to keep people like you away.
Yeah, it worked.
From the jam session.
Home run. It worked perfectly.
Hey, the phone number is 201.
Doesn't matter. Why bother?
201-209-9368.
If you're a musician, I'm just curious, what is the hardest song you ever had to learn? For a concert? For a studio gig?
I do sing a song with the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia every year at the end of the marathon.
And is that a challenge for you?
Yeah, well, one time I had to sing a song, and I was amazed how difficult it was because I thought it would be an easy song.
This story has something for everybody. This is a great story.
It's a song you know.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Eve of Destruction.
No. You want to try again?
No.
You'll Never Walk Alone.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah.
What show is that from? Is that Man of La Mancha?
A show? Is it in a show?
Yeah.
It's
When You Walk Through a Storm, is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Broadway, yeah.
No, I don't, I mean, that's Jerry Lee Lewis would sing it at the end of his telethon.
Oh, please.
Every year.
Yeah, right.
He did.
You mean Jerry Lewis.
Right, Jerry Lewis, sorry, not Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not a show tune.
Yes,
not originally
does.
Written for Broadway. I believe it's from Man of La Mancha.
Really?
Yeah. I know The Beatles, and I know You'll Never Walk Alone. Those are the two categories I know.
It was a huge soccer anthem in England.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I know the Moody Blues never covered it. 201-209-9368. We're Moody Blues free since 2003.
What happened from 93 to 2003?
I slipped once.
Oh, jeez. Because the slogan used to be Moody Blues free since 93.
I forgot I played Watching and Waiting.
What year did you play that in?
2002.
Well, that doesn't rhyme.
I know.
You blew it. You wiped out a whole decade from the slogan. Hi, you're on the
Why
air.
Why don't you advertise WFMU as Moody Blues Free?
Hi,
Why don't you
Steve,
wait?
I love the show.
Yeah. Wait. Hey,
Hang on a second.
Okay, just buy a billboard, Ken.
Yeah.
Moody Blues Free. Our guarantee to you.
If we do another billboard,
would that be great?
It's not as good as the billboard that your son thought up.
Oh, Josh, he's very funny. Yeah, what did he say?
Josh wanted the picture of a fetus.
I love it.
And the caption, "Don't kill me, mommy. I want to listen to WFMU." And I have always wanted to do that billboard.
It's great. Because, it's great. It's great for 18 reasons.
Yeah, who would complain about it?
That's right. That's right.
The people who you'd be worried to complain about it
would have to embrace it.
The pro-lifers, they would be in favor
They'd
of
have
it.
To embrace it.
Right.
It would make everybody perplexed.
Right, because it's a pro-life billboard.
It would make everybody baffled and aghast at the same time. Brilliant. That's my boy.
Yeah, it really is the best billboard idea we ever had.
Better than Moody Blues Free?
Yes, even better than that.
Hey, I'm just going to digress for a second. Okay. This is a little off topic, and yeah. I apologize.
Okay.
You know what would be great for you to do tonight?
What?
Surprise your wife. Drive home after the show.
No.
Just drive home.
Oh, because you want a ride home.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, if you're driving home, that'd be wonderful, because it's right on the way. Let's do that. Let's surprise your wife.
That's all right.
No, come on.
No. It's okay.
In the bosom of your family. You'll be there. You'll be there for dinner. A late dinner with Hank.
At 9 o'clock.
Let's do it.
At 9:30.
Oh, come on. Let's do it.
No.
Oh, I miss Hank tonight. Let's go home.
Except that you want me to drop you off at home. You don't want to come home with me.
No, I'm saying this on your behalf.
Yeah.
It'd be great for you.
I see.
I need a ride home.
Yeah.
Where's Tomer, my Israeli friend that drove me home? Two weeks ago.
If anybody wants to come.
No. Don't say anybody. Holy moly. Holy moly. What are you doing? Holy moly.
I mean.
No, not anybody.
I mean anybody.
No. You have to be a citizen of this country.
You don't even.
You have to be a taxpayer. No. Not anybody.
You don't even need a driver's license.
English has to be either your first or second language.
Hell, you don't even need to speak English at all.
No, please. Not anybody. Oh, I'll just get an Uber. Come on, let's go to Hank.
Andy, I don't have a car.
Oh, fine.
Hi, you're on the air. Sorry about the digression there.
You guys got to do your thing. Steve, in high school, I love the show.
Yeah.
In high school, I was in marching band and concert band.
Okay, what was the hardest?
Every winter, we had a concert.
Okay.
And everyone wanted to play Sleigh Ride. That amazing arrangement by Leroy, what's his name?
Leroy Anderson?
Yeah. And the band director never wanted us to because it's hard as hell to play.
I don't know the tune.
You know it.
You know.
This? What was your instrument?
I was the trumpet. So every year.
Was this you doing this? Were you doing the melody here?
He probably can't hear it.
Talked him into it.
Were you doing the melody here? This do 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 do. That's not so hard.
No, that was.
Hey man, it's chromatic.
Just move your fingers fast. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Stop complaining.
And then at the very end, some lucky kid got to do the woodblocks.
That is a lucky kid. What a whiner! Just play Sleigh Ride.
I'm looking for the woodblock solo.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah, there they are.
You can hear that.
Oh,
you know what? That's to recreate the sound of horses' feet.
Reindeer.
The sleigh of the horse pulling the sleigh.
Oh, you're right. It's not Santa's sleigh.
Yeah.
You're right. It's just a civilian sleigh.
Yeah. Santa's sleigh, you wouldn't hear the hooves.
Right,
tell me why, Ken.
Because they're in midair.
Yeah, because they're in midair. That's how you can tell regular sleigh from Santa's sleigh.
Wow, so that's a hard song to play. Who knew?
That ain't so hard.
I love you.
Oh, quit complaining, Sleigh Ride, baby. just move your fingers around faster.
It's got a lot of notes.
Yeah.
A lot more notes than the Dollar Bill song.
You don't have to play every note. Play every third note.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, how you doing, man?
We're doing great now that you called.
There you go.
Who's this?
There you go.
Who's this? So
this is not my most difficult tune, but it was the most satisfying tune that I learned on guitar.
Okay, tell me the tune.
Here Comes the Sun, George Harrison's tenor.
I don't think I know that one. I'm a pretty big Beatles fan.
Really?
Yeah. What was that from? Early album?
Living in a shoebox.
No, I know. I'm actually a Beatles expert. I pride myself on knowing all Beatle trivia.
You've never heard this?
There you go.
No, let me hear this.
You've never heard that song?
No.
You've never listened to the album Abbey Road?
Abbey what?
Abbey Road.
No. Is that a good one?
It's a George.
Yeah, that was one of the final ones.
It's a George Harrison.
I'll go back early. Actually, I think Revolver.
I'm gonna make a note to listen. Probably. I'm gonna listen to it right after the show.
There you go.
It's called Here We Go, Mr. Sun.
No, Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun. That sounds stupid.
It's on Abbey Road.
That sounds stupid.
You know the song Come Together?
He's excited about the sun coming up.
Yeah.
Here comes the sun.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
You know,
that's a stupid song.
It's the same idea as Mr. Blue Sky. It's been cloudy.
What are you talking about now? Here comes the sun. Oh, look. It's 7 o'clock.
It's not 7 o'clock.
A.M. The sky is turning from dark to light. The big yellow orb is rising. I think I'll write a song about it. That's stupid.
I thought you loved the Beatles.
I do.
Finger picking in there, man. It was like...
I do. I guess there are some gaps in my Beatle trivia.
I guess so. That's a big gap.
You think it is?
Yeah, it's a really big gap. It's a famous song.
Here Comes Mr. Sun.
Break out that Abbey Road album, man.
Abbey what?
Here Comes
the Abbey Road. Abbey Road album.
Hey, you know, it's funny you mentioned Abbey Road. That was the name of their studio where they recorded a lot of their greatest hits.
That's right. Abbey Road. Studio.
Abbey Road.
Well, their last album was named after that studio.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I just don't think so. There's no
you
way to settle
all that
this
stuff
now.
And you don't know Here Comes the Sun. Jeez.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen. Look, I stand corrected, and I appreciate you turning me on to it. If you think it's a good song, I'll give it a listen.
Excellent, man.
Here Comes Mr. Sun.
No, Here Comes the Sun.
No, that's actually a different tune.
Huh?
You're thinking of Mr. Blue Sky now.
Here Comes, okay.
Here Comes Mr. Blue.
And you're telling me, you're giving me your word, it's not stupid.
Do you promise?
To each his own, man. You know,
to each his own. Okay, I'll remember that.
By the way, that also was a great tune. To each his own. That's an old Mills Brothers.
Mills Brothers.
Yeah, Mills Brothers.
That's before my time. I'm just a Beatles
before
expert.
Before everybody's time.
I just know the Beatles.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much.
You got it, brother. Thanks.
Wow, you're in quite a mood tonight.
How about you, Mr. Moody?
Mr. Sun. I can't find To Each His Own by the Mills Brothers.
Yeah, let's stop everything until we do.
Yeah.
It's important.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. Maybe now's a good time for us to ask for animators. We're looking for any listeners who might be able to donate their time to do a short animation.
Just 2 or 3 minutes. Oh, I see. Yes, Ken, as a premium for the marathon this year.
Next year, yeah, next March.
Next March. He wants to put a little compilation together. Some of our listeners who are artistically bent and are into animation. I think the idea is, correct me if I'm wrong, Ken. Ken, you will select some clips from shows we've done.
Right.
Clips of us interacting with each other or maybe a caller.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully listeners who can animate will take these clips. I guess they would do a very crude, simple, doesn't have to be elaborate, right?
Right.
It can be a very crude, simple animation of you and me, either in the studio or maybe if the clip involves some kind of story that's being told, maybe
yeah,
that can be illustrated.
To, like, render me looking a little bit like George Clooney. And Andy looking like the Elephant Man. That's the basic idea.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to Google. Just give me a second. I'm going to Google the Elephant Man. If that's an insult. I'm going to be mad.
No, he's famous.
Hold on.
He was famous.
Elephant.
There's movies about him.
Oh, there's movies about him? Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. Well, then he's got to be good looking.
No, he's great looking.
Oh, okay then.
So if you know After Effects or whatever, or you're a claymation person, please email me, ken@wfmu.org. I know it's a big ask. I know it takes a really long time to create an animation.
Elephant Man.
Elephant Man.
Wait a minute. This guy's ugly.
Oh, no. That's the wrong Elephant Man.
You're telling me there's a movie about this guy? You're telling me they had auditions for this movie and there was nobody better looking than this guy auditioned? This guy came in and auditioned and they'd say, we'll give him the part. This guy looks like a freak.
There was a remake of it. Maybe you're looking at the remake. The original, he's quite dashing. Kind of looks like Errol Flynn.
Oh, Errol Flynn then.
Yeah.
All right then.
So my email address, if you are an animator, is ken@wfmu.org. And we're hoping just to get a couple of clips to give out next year during the marathon.
Hey, if nobody else calls for the next half hour, will you give me a ride home?
No. No, I have a little cubicle here in Jersey City specifically so that I don't have to.
How about this? Yeah. How about this? I didn't watch the World Series last night. Let's check the score from the World Series last night. If the Phillies won, you give me a ride home.
No,
if the Astros won, then the deal's off.
I happen to know the Astros won.
Okay, I say the Phillies won. If I'm right, will you give me a ride home?
No.
But wait, you're so sure. You say the Astros won last night.
I'm not sure about that.
You narrowed it down to two possible teams.
Wasn't the game canceled last night?
Yeah, it might have been canceled. Or let's just say this. Okay, you're saying the game was canceled or the Astros won. I'm saying if they played and the Phillies won, you're my ride home.
No.
Come on.
No. You're talking 4 to 5 hours on the road because then I have to come back tomorrow morning.
How about this? If the Moody Blues suck, you're my ride home.
No, they do suck. I agree with you. I just never knew about the orb. Just because I didn't know the orb doesn't mean I didn't.
Cold-hearted orb that rules the night. How about this? If nobody calls, I can leave early. If nobody calls in 10 minutes, I can leave in 10 minutes. If nobody calls.
In 10 minutes.
Yes, go. Okay. Start the clock.
All right. Start the clock. Here we go.
Nobody's going to call. You can give all. I'll even let you give out the number.
Okay. 201-209-9368.
Come on. Give me a ride. Guys, let me leave.
It's the phone number?
Guys, you can refrain. Resist the impulse to call. For the love of God.
Well, can we get back to the topic of the show?
Whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter.
If you're a musician, we want to know what the most difficult piece of music is that you ever had to learn how to play.
Or not. If you don't call, if you can resist the urge to call. Oh.
Hi, you're on the air.
Shoot.
Hey, we just want to make sure you didn't have to give him a ride home.
Thank you.
Yeah, what up? We're on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air. Who's this?
Who's this? Yeah. Yes, I must know. Who is this?
Is it Tigra and Bunny?
Kinda.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, who's this? Thanks.
Thanks for calling. You prevented Andy from being able to get out of here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth. Hey, Beth, Ken's going to give me a ride home tonight.
No, I'm not.
Well,
no,
it's still in the discussion continues.
Oh, were you lying about Here Comes the Sun?
Lying. I think he knows Abbey Road. I know he's played Abbey Road.
Oh, now that you mention it, I might have heard that song before.
Here Comes the Sun makes you cry.
I do love that song. Because I have two beautiful sons.
I know.
So it reminds
me. Who are you mocking that song for?
He's not singing about those kind of sons.
Yeah, George Harrison was writing it about his son.
No.
His son was he was driving up a long driveway. And he was sitting in his garden with Eric Clapton.
Well, he spelled it S-U-N, like the sun in the sky.
That's a typo on the album cover. Okay. That's a famous album cover. That if you have an album cover where it's spelled like that, it's worth a fortune.
Oh, because every album I've seen, it's spelled that way.
How you doing, honey?
I'm good. you guys are y'all are really funny tonight.
Yeah, we're really funny tonight. We're really on. We've brought our A game tonight, didn't we, Ken?
So your wife
Beth
called.
Doesn't Andy seem a little off lot tonight.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Are you on the meds, honey?
Well, the truth is, and don't judge me, I'm tripping my ass off.
For the first time ever?
Yeah.
What did you take?
I took all the fentanyl that the kids didn't take during Halloween.
Oh, man, you had fentanyl left over?
Yeah. A lot of parents wouldn't let their kids take it.
Yeah, these are very conservative times.
Yeah.
any problems with any
well,
of the...
You keep doing whatever you're doing, honey. You
okay, I love you, honey.
It's a fun show.
Thanks,
yeah, right. Hey, I guess you'll be meeting the Uber driver and me after
okay,
the show.
Let me know if he wants dinner.
Yeah, oh, yeah, God.
Oh, he'll want dinner.
Oh, God.
Oh, Hassan.
That's the nightmare.
Hassan always wants dinner.
Oh, my God. That is the nightmare scenario.
Beth, what...
Yes, I would. Yes, thank you.
What can I tell...
Ma'am, I would love to come in for dinner.
What can I tell Hassan is on the menu for tonight?
Well, like a butternut squash...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
...puree with a little brown butter and sage and,
I'll just,
a roasted turkey.
And I will stay in the driveway in the Subaru.
Hassan, you are in luck.
Homemade cornbread.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
This makes me almost want to drive
Beth, you
home,
really
but I don't want to. I don't want to.
Okay, it's a date.
Apples and Manchego cheese.
Oh, wow, you're so sweet, honey.
Sounds
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I can't wait. Tell Hassan to walk on in.
All right, I will.
That is.
I'll meet him when he picks Andy up. I'll make sure I put the word in his ear.
Okay, great.
Thanks,
all right, y'all
Beth.
Have fun.
What a nightmare scenario. Having dinner with your Uber driver.
So I guess you were the only one giving out rainbow fentanyl because
yes.
There were all these scare stories
yes.
about it before Halloween, but then when all was said and done, there were no known cases of rainbow fentanyl. Did you give it all away?
You know, some teenagers came and they just grabbed a handful and took almost all of it.
But they were okay.
I don't know. I hope so. I pray so. You know, it's very dangerous. You got to take it you have to be very judicious when you take that stuff. That's no joke, Ken.
No, I know. You take one.
It's very addictive.
You take one.
I'm not joking. Wait. We joke around a lot here. Kids, be very careful with those fentanyls.
Well, it's not even the addiction problem. It's just, it'll shut down your respiratory system.
Yeah. It sounds like fun.
You'll stop breathing.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Even if you take a proper dose of fentanyl, it can sometimes shut down your breathing anyway.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
Hey, man.
I thought you said you took some tonight.
Oh, I forgot what I said. You know what I have to do? I have to listen to this show
yeah.
while it's happening.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
Good,
it's
good.
Me again. I called with Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it that needs a lift home, Andy?
Yeah.
Oh,
Andy.
No. Oh, no. I'm fine.
Yes, Andy
I'm
needs a lift home.
Oh, you're so sweet to think of me.
No, dude. I'm not offering.
Oh, okay.
He's not offering. He's got
a
friend.
I'm home tucked away in my little.
Yeah, okay.
But you have
good.
A friend? Because
I just wanted to dedicate a song to you. Can't Find My Way Home, Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, great old blues classic. Thanks very much. I'm going to play that all the way home. Thanks. Thanks for
you
calling.
Got it,
hang up, brother. Hey, thanks. Hang up.
Hey,
thanks for calling.
And
hang up.
Anybody,
hang up on him.
Anybody who does come to give Andy a ride.
No. Don't say anybody. Don't use that word. That's the scariest word in the world.
Everybody
language.
Who. Everybody,
no.
Everybody who gives Andy a
ride.
No,
we've got to vet them, buddy.
Tonight is invited in to have dinner with Andy and his beautiful wife.
No. They'd be having dinner with my beautiful wife
and his
Beth.
Wonderful kids.
Yeah, I won't. I'll be in the driveway.
Evan and Molly.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to bring the food out to Andy in the driveway. One of the kids will do that.
You want to know how pretty my wife is when we go out together?
Yeah.
People assume she's a hostage.
And they assume you are the
I guess so,
hostage
yeah.
keeper?
Yeah, we get swatted all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
That's how pretty she is.
Right. Okay. Good thing for the Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, good thing for the Stockholm Syndrome,
yeah.
Ken.
Phone
Come on. Give me a ride home.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Hey, Hank, if you're listening, does Hank listen to the show?
Sometimes.
Hank, wouldn't you love to have Ken home tonight? He'd be home. You'd have dinner on the table, wouldn't you? You'd be home by 8:45.
No, I wouldn't.
That's the third inning of the World Series.
I wouldn't get home until almost 9:30.
Well, Uber home. How much does an Uber cost? Wait, you know what I'll do, Ken?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll pay you. I'll pay you.
An Uber to Madison, to Ventnor Street in Madison, New Jersey.
Yeah, hold on.
Where you live.
How do I do this?
3645 Ventnor Street, by the way.
Kenny. Kenny.
Yeah.
I will pay you half of what an Uber costs.
Hell no.
Plus tolls.
I don't care. It's the time.
Oh, my God. Is that how much an Uber is?
Yeah. How much?
Oh, $52.
Wow.
Oh, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking.
I thought I'd save money because it's so expensive to park.
All right, we're back to anybody who can give Andy a ride home. Please give us a call so we can vet you.
Hey, you know what I might do? If I left now and stayed on the phone and hitchhiked, wouldn't that be a good show? I'd be on Montgomery Street. I'd be hitchhiking.
You're not going to catch a ride to Madison standing on Montgomery Street.
I will if he's a rapist. He'll do anything. Rapists have lots of gas money.
I see.
They'll do anything for you. They'll drive you anywhere.
Yeah. Bring your own steering fluid.
You know, I would say, would you agree with this? Seriously. Hitchhiking these days is safer than it's ever been.
Why?
Because of the cell phones you have. You can take a picture of the license plate. You can take a picture of the driver.
Oh, good point.
And you can send it to your mom. And so they know that they've been identified before you climb into the car. And they, in turn, can take a picture of you. It's never been safer.
Good point. Then how come there's so little hitchhiking going
on? I don't know,
but
let's do it. Let's hitchhike next week. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be a great show?
Yeah, right.
It would. It would be a good show.
Let's hitchhike from your house to my house. That would be amazing.
So you want to come here to
No, wait, no. I want you to come to my house.
I see.
Wait, no, how do I get home?
I go to your house.
Wait, do I end up at your house at the end of this?
I would actually be open to doing a hitchhiking show.
Oh, my God, me too.
Because it would just be us standing on the side of the road.
No, we'd get picked up.
Nobody would pick us up in a million years.
We'd get picked up.
No way would we get picked up.
Man, you're forgetting, as Paul McCartney would tell you, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? You know where all the lonely people are? They're on Route 78. Driving back and forth saying, yeah, we're no hitchhikers. No hitchhikers today.
I have never seen anybody hitchhiking on 78. I haven't seen a hitchhiker.
I haven't either. But it's never been safer because of the cell phones.
Well, there's something wrong then because nobody's doing it. If it was so damn safe.
Would you ever pick up a hitchhiker?
Not these days, no. I used to.
What if it was a woman?
Nope.
What if it was a woman and she was braless?
Nope, I would not pick up. These days, I would not pick up a hitchhiker.
Me neither, unless she was braless.
Oh, and then anything goes.
Wait, did we lose that guy?
Yeah, we lost our caller. I wonder why.
We're so lost in ourselves. We went down our little rabbit hole.
Oh, maybe he's back. Hi, you're on the air.
That is so fantastic. Love the show.
We love you. What's your name?
I love the idea of a guy just waiting that out. Oh, I love you for waiting that out.
I'm sorry, I missed your name?
Peter the Gardener.
Oh, hey, Peter the Gardener.
How are you today?
Good.
We're doing fine. Are you a musician?
No, but I am an idiot. I listen to your show almost every week.
Yeah, I guess that qualifies.
Yeah, absolutely.
You passed the idiot test.
And also, I do love the show.
Yes.
Wait, but we do have a topic. Should we try to get ourselves back?
Well, first we have to talk to Peter the Gardener.
Why?
Because he called.
To what end? No, he's not a musician.
How do you know that?
Okay, here's how I know. Because when I said, are you a musician, your answer was no. And that gave me the hint I needed.
He said no, wow. But I'm an idiot.
I may be a liar.
Oh, please.
An idiot and a liar?
Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Man. Why don't you offer him a graveyard slot, Ken? He's an idiot and a liar. What other qualifications are you looking for?
I could be a politician, too.
Hey, let's see if we have any other callers. Hey, wait, hang on, Peter. Give me one second.
I shall.
Okay.
No other callers.
Anything at all?
Nothing.
Do we have the promise of another call?
I'm the best you can.
Hold on, Peter. Peter, just hit pause. Just give me a second. Can you give out the phone number again?
Yeah, it's 201-209 9368.
We'll be right with you, Peter.
He's Peter's right here.
The idiot and a liar is online.
And I was hoping that he could also be corrupt.
Yeah. 201-209-9368.
Then he'd be a Triple Crown winner.
Oh, I'm good.
So Peter, what's the hardest song you've ever had to learn?
Well, he's not a musician.
I believe it was Speed On by Nicky Hopkins.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that. Do you know that song, Kenny?
I don't.
Oh, come on. It's on the Tin Man Was a Dreamer album by Nicky Hopkins, 1972, with George Harrison.
Hey, should I call for my Uber now?
No.
Why don't you just stay in Hudson County for the rest of your miserable life?
Yeah, that'll teach me a lesson.
Absolutely. And also...
Listen to this. This is the hardest song you ever played?
I never learned. I never played it. I'm not...
This doesn't sound so hard. What instrument do you play?
The trombone.
No, I don't think so.
Well, no, I guess...
Well, hold on there, Pete. Do we
hey,
any
Peter?
Any other calls? Any other calls?
Thanks for calling,
Pete. Okay, go to the next call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey. You guys are cracking me up.
Yeah,
because
it's the things we say. It's the things we think, and then the things we say.
Show, well, I don't know. I think it's awesome. The humor that makes it so funny.
I live in Chatham, right next to Madison.
Wait, you live in Madison? Wait, you live in Chatham?
And can you give Andy a ride home
by
tonight?
Any chance, are you just circling the block here in Jersey City?
I can swing by. I'll be like anonymous. I have an old 93 Jeep.
No, you'll never make it in time.
Oops.
You can't curse.
Yeah, watch your language, my friend.
My one shot is Hank calling and asking Ken to come home.
Well, think about it. You got my number? You can call me back.
Maybe I will. Yeah,
call
I have
you
your
back.
Number.
Thanks.
Oh, I forgot to give you a message. Hank smells gas in the lake house.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she needs you home tonight.
Oh, can you pass on a message?
Oh, sure.
Tell her to crack a window. And
you're tough.
Don't light any incense.
You are tough. $52 for an Uber.
And that probably doesn't include the tip.
I got a tip to keep my rating up. Remember we compared Uber ratings and mine was better than yours? It drove Beth crazy because mine was better than hers. And she's offering them dinner. How do I see my ratings? Here, wait. Here's my...
I don't know.
I have a great rating.
Yeah.
Because I pretend to care when they're talking.
I bet you have a terrible rating.
No, I have a great rating.
Because you're such a bad tipper.
No, I'm a great tipper.
No, you're not.
What do you mean, no, I'm not? I am a good tipper. Wait, how do I do my ratings? How do I get that?
I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not an Uber user.
Oh, you're not?
Nope. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, well, now I'm Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, here, account. Hold on, account.
Sam, hang on. Andy's trying to figure out what his rating is
settings,
on Uber.
Where do I find my rating?
It's under rating.
First name, password, no. Oh, here it is. 4.94.
Out of 5?
I can only assume.
Oh, man. There you go.
And now I'm kind of mad it's not a perfect 5.
That says everything you need to know about Uber. Andy Breckman rates a 4.94 out of 5.
What's your rating?
I don't have a rating. I don't have Uber on my phone.
Hey, Andy, I would give you a ride home.
Yes. Oh, wait. Sam, wait. Hold on. Sam, you live in Jersey City, don't you?
Yeah, I would. But tomorrow, early morning, tomorrow I'm flying out to the Middle East.
What the hell are you talking about? Early morning, the key word there is tomorrow. That's the operable word.
Well,
tomorrow. No. No, you don't. Sam, I'll tell you dirty jokes. I'll tell you dirty jokes all the way.
Are you going to Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, but you know what airline I'm flying?
No.
Air Jordan.
Okay.
That was a joke.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Oh, Air Jordan because it's sneakers?
Air Jordan is a sneaker.
I swear, Sam, give me another chance to laugh at that joke. Give me another chance.
Let's back up. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, what airline are you flying?
Let's start over.
I'm flying to the Middle East, yeah.
No, Sam. Hey, Sam the Appraiser. You're on the air.
So what airline are you flying tomorrow?
Air Jordan.
That's a sneaker. This guy's great. I wish I could spend more time with him.
Oh, man.
Wait, do you have a car, Sam? Do you have a car?
No.
Oh, well, no. Okay. All right.
Oh well.
Well, thanks for calling.
Take the train, you bozo. Take the train.
No, I'm good. I'll be on an Uber.
I'll look up the schedule for you if you want.
No, I have to get to. How do I get to a train station from
take
here?
You take the pass.
No, I got to get home. I want to get home. No.
Freaking guy, you live two blocks from the station.
I do. I live two blocks from the station.
Oh, maybe this is Hank on the other phone. Come on.
Okay. Thanks, Sam the appraiser. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. And I want to know why Andy has so much energy.
Well, it's not the rainbow fentanyl.
I don't know. I'm slightly constipated. Could that account for it?
Yes.
It could be. You're like yelling.
Yeah, all your energy is all backed up.
Yeah. It's all backed up.
You know what I think you need to do is sing a song.
I could sing a song if it would get me a ride home.
Why don't you start
the
singing?
The hardest thing I ever had to learn when I was learning piano was
yes, please tell me,
a
Pam.
Song with two hands.
What was it?
A song with two hands, using two hands.
That's right. Any song on piano using two hands. That also challenged me, too. That stumped me, too.
Exactly. Can't look it up.
So you only took piano, you only took like lessons for a few months, I guess.
It could have been years.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is something.
All right, good luck with your ride, Andy.
Thanks,
Pam. Bye. Oh, I just found her song too. With my own two hands.
No, that's not. She was saying
by Tim Moore.
No, that's not what she meant.
No, that's
at all.
What she meant.
No, okay.
Yeah, that is what she.
No,
meant.
She was saying she took piano lessons as a child.
Right.
And when it came time to do a little more advanced piano work, when she had to add a second hand, she felt intimidated by it.
Well, of course she did, because Pam has no left arm.
Pam has two beautiful arms.
No, you've met Pam. You've apparently forgotten.
What the hell are you So you don't vet things you say. You just say them.
Oh, yeah, I'm not like you.
Yeah. There's no inner judgment being done.
Yeah, unlike you.
Unlike me. Yeah, Mr. Discretion, Mr. Discipline.
If you can give Andy Breckman a ride home.
No. Don't. It's not a blanket invitation.
A beautiful dinner awaits you in Madison, New Jersey.
No, that's not true either.
Andy will also give you
a
tour of the Breckman estate.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
You'll get to meet his butler.
You're going to drop me off a block from the house.
You'll get to visit the Masturbatorium.
You're going to drop me off downtown.
Maybe watch one of those movies in the Masturbatorium.
No, that's not going to happen.
There's Manchego cheese on the menu. That's all I remember. I think leeks. Risotto, perhaps.
Where's your car? Where's it parked?
It's in my cubicle. It's in the parking garage below my cubicle.
Come on, give me a ride home.
Hell no. Seriously, we're talking about 5 hours on the road.
To get you home?
2.5 hours tonight, 2.5 hours in the morning. It takes longer and longer and longer all the time.
No, but it's only 45 minutes for me. I will only be in the car for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
No, I'm not.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about you.
All right.
I
don't understand what your problem is.
No, I'm worried about
what's your hang up, man?
Me. My hang up is the amount of time.
Yeah. 45 minutes.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't understand the problem.
The time for me to get home.
I still don't understand the negative. What's there's nothing in the negative column. It's a win-win. I get to go home. I don't have to pay the Uber driver.
So give us
a call. Win-win for everybody.
Give us a call at 201-209-9368 if you can give Andy a ride home.
No. No,
he's seriously, as long as he can talk to you ahead of time, I think he's going to be cool with it.
If I can somehow.
He'll pay your gas.
I will pay gas if it's a legitimate, responsible, semi-adult.
Right.
A semi-adult.
Yeah, that means anything. Semi-adult.
But Ken, he can't. Okay, here's the only criteria.
Okay.
You can't be listening to this show. See, there's the catch 22.
Well, that's.
I don't want any listeners.
Yeah, that's a fatal flaw.
Yeah, I can see that now.
What if they only tuned in by accident a couple of minutes ago? Then that's okay. If they're
in Jersey City.
So if you tuned in a couple of minutes ago by accident, phone numbers.
What would they be doing in Jersey City?
Looking for people to abduct.
Yeah, looking for the proverbial braless hitchhiker.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I can give you a ride home, Andy.
Do you live in Jersey City?
I do not, but I have a request. In exchange for the ride, would you read a script?
Oh, no, that I absolutely cannot do. That's the best part about being retired.
Never mind.
Okay. Okay, no. Andy would be happy to read your script, Elizabeth.
Home. You'd have to shoot me.
You can just send it to Andy Breckman, 3645 Ventnor Avenue, Madison, New Jersey. What's the zip code in Madison?
I'm sure the script is great, and I know that we're all going to be working for that young woman someday.
Elizabeth, it's a very fair trade-off. A ride for reading a script. It's also probably equivalent in time.
No.
Hi, you're on the air.
You get in trouble reading scripts.
Hi, I have a solution for Andy.
Okay. I'll take it. My answer is yes.
Well, the solution is you could take one of those Lime scooters.
Scooter all the way home.
All the way down 78, down the turnpike?
I see it all the time.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
No, scooters actually have
e-scooters. Well, what do you have? You have a Vespa?
I have a Vespa, but it is street legal, but you can't go on interstate highways with it. You can only go on local surface roads.
Is 78 an interstate? I don't think so.
Sure it is. No, you cannot. No. My scooter can only go 35 miles an hour.
Oh, that's plenty fast.
If you put your mind to it, you can do anything, Andy.
Well, if I'm going downhill or falling off a cliff, I guess I could go a little faster. Thank you, and thank you for not having a script to read. Thank all our callers who don't have scripts for me to read. Thank you.
But seriously, Elizabeth, Andy would be happy to read your script. You can email it to him.
Ken, you'd never see me again. That's the worst.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I can't believe Andy putts around on a Vespa. That's
I know. Isn't that embarrassing?
I can't not ride the Vespa.
And not only that, Andy rides a Vespa sometimes to go and play pickleball.
I bet. I love it. I have imagery in my mind, and that's why I would enjoy it. Andy, how long can you stay after 7? I would have to drive from Indiana.
Oh, see, that wouldn't be practical.
Yeah, that's about...
It would take you like 18 hours.
No, 12 or 13 hours.
Yeah.
Like, can you be there? We can get breakfast. What is Beth like for breakfast?
Dear God, this guy wants to have breakfast with my wife.
City diner next door, great, and then Beth can give you lunch.
Okay. I think it might work out best if you stay in Indiana and I handle this problem myself. Hey, there's only 5 minutes left.
No, that don't go by that
can
time.
I leave early?
This is the real time.
That one's running. That one's fast, Andy. It's like 7.
Yeah. He's right. The analog clock is fast. This is the clock.
Okay.
That's the official time.
But hey, Andy, would you be willing to read a sketch?
No, I can't, because then if I submit something and it's similar, I'm in a lawsuit. I just can't. I've gotten in trouble before.
Oh, really?
No, we put it under Creative Commons. We both own it.
You can do whatever you want with it.
I could do whatever I want with it, but it's just graced your eyes.
How about this? I don't read it. I just tell you now. I just love it. I can just tell from talking to you that it's brilliant. And then when you get a show, you hire me. That's a good deal.
What's your initial console rate?
I would love to sit in your writer's room. I'd be honored. You just buy me a pepperoni pizza.
Tell us about this time you got in trouble reading somebody's script.
Oh, shut up.
Thanks, caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'll give Andy a ride home.
Wait, do you live in Jersey City?
No, I'm in the next town over.
What town are you in?
Newark.
You'll never get here in time.
I'm at a bar in Newark. I'm only a couple shots in.
Dear God, no. No,
hurry.
Thank you.
Hurry.
No, don't hurry. No, I'm good. I already called for my Uber.
Dinner in it for you.
There's no dinner.
Hi, you're on the air.
There's no dinner in for anyone. I'm not even going to have dinner. There's no dinner.
I'll give Andy a ride.
No, no, Jesus. Okay.
All right, come on down.
No, don't come on down.
No, oh, Beth's got plenty. And, you know, even if Andy gets a ride from somebody else, you can just trail him home and, and
have
dinner.
Yeah, we'll caravan home. Bethy, these are my 18 new friends.
Remember the show we did where people were chasing after you on the highways? That was fun.
I don't remember that.
We could do that again tonight.
Ken, I could not tell you what we did last week. Remember the show
last
we did.
Week we did a fundraising thing that
we did?
That went very well. And thank you, by the way, to everybody who donated last week and also all month long. We finally hit our goal yesterday for the Heck Raiser. So thank you, all you kind, generous listeners.
Yeah.
Who helped get us to the goal.
Yeah, that goes for me too. And I'm not being sarcastic.
It sounds like you're being very sarcastic.
I know, I can't help that.
And there's still...
You know why it sounds that way?
Why?
Because I'm being a little sarcastic.
Yeah. There's still time if you would like to give Andy a ride home.
No, there's not. No, the Uber's on its way.
The Uber's on its way, so you could just follow him home. And believe me, if you get out in front of Andy's house...
I would love to say to the Uber driver...
In Madison, New Jersey, Beth will not turn you away. I guarantee it.
I'd love to say to an Uber driver, I think we're being followed. Can you lose him? That would be my dream. I've always wanted to say that to a cab driver.
Yeah.
I think we're being followed. Can you do something about it? Yes. And then in every movie, that every cool movie, the cab driver says, yes, I can.
Well, so my advice to you, if you're going to follow Andy home tonight, is lay back, hang back. Don't make it obvious that you're following him. You know, make sure there's always at least one or two cars between you. Because if you're right behind him, he's going to know you're following him.
Do you know how many cop cars, do you know how many cops it takes to really follow someone?
Quite a few, I bet.
Yeah, more than you'd think.
How many?
I'm going to say 5.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Great show, Kenny. Oh, are we still on?
Yes, we're still on.
You were great tonight.
Yeah, whatever.
No, it's just, you know, it's like playing tennis. You know, my game improves because I'm playing against the master.
Right. Whatever you took tonight, take more next
really?
Week.
Really? It worked for you?
Yeah.
Because it sounded like I cared?
Yep.
Sounded like I brought my A game?
Thank you to Jeremiah and Heather, the Dinner at Andy's staff.
Yeah.
And thanks again
our
to everybody.
Crack staff.
Thanks to everybody who donated to the Heck Raiser. We did make our goal.
I might have to Skype in next week.
Oh, Skyping in next week.
Yeah. So I won't be needing a ride home. We'll have to figure out something else we'll have to riff about.
You still want to do the hitchhiking show?
Well, yeah, you want to pre-tape that? That would be pre-taped.
I mean, it's just going to be you and me standing on the side
You're
of a
so
road.
You're so wrong.
Not getting picked
You're
up.
You're so wrong.
I guarantee you. If anybody stops, it'll be a cop telling us to stop hitchhiking. When's the last time you saw a hitchhiker?
Well, we'll have a sign.
Ah, I see. And what will the sign say? We are not hitchhikers?
We'll do anything. We won't say no. Well, anything for a ride. We won't say no.
Oh, yeah. Because it's safer than ever to hitchhike. Because of cell phones. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. And thanks to John Dogg for the theme song.
If you've got troubles, these days you probably do, call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where Dinner at Andy's waits for you.
Shut up. Shut up.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Everybody who's gone to town, he got a nickel and a dime, and he's riding the clown. Oh, let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old, get together, let the good time roll. Well, now look here, buddy, had a thing you ought to know. Get your girl, pull her in, then you go, 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 and let the good time roll. Time roll. I don't care if you're young or old, get together, let the good time roll. Yeah. Well, now listen here, I bet on brag, but it's understood that everything I gotta do, well, I should do it good. Good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old, get together, let the good time roll. Here's the thing for me, and let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old, get together, let the good time roll. All right, now let's go. Let it roll, let it roll. All night long, let it roll, let it roll. All night long, let it roll, let it roll. All night long, let it roll, let it roll. All night long, I don't care if you're young or old, together, let the good time roll. Now let's go. Let it roll. Roll. Ooh, I don't care if they're young or old, get together, let the good time roll.